Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Rules Radio here with Paul Webb. Paul, I had the chance to meet you a year ago. You have been riding across the United States of America yet again, and you're doing so for a really special cause. First of all, what's it been like in the last year since we last caught up, and let our listeners know about the cause you're riding for?
Certainly. Well, it's a little bit more than across the United States, because a lot of people will have a bucket list in their life on a bicycle to go from coast to coast. I'm doing what's called the box, and that's California to Florida, Florida to Maine, Maine to Washington State, and then back down to San Diego. And so with an initial crossing years ago, in 2021, the initial crossing that got me started with cycling across the country, I've crossed the Mississippi now 7 times. And this will be my 7th coast to coast, going across the top section now from Maine to Washington, going through Iowa. And since I talked to you last year, it's been 8,000 miles, 365 days. I'm a little early. I was here on the 17th last year. Now I'm back in Iowa to this location, Pella, on the 9th. And this has been a great last couple days coming through Iowa, because people in Iowa are really aware of cyclists on the road. And it's got to be because of RAGBRAI. I mean, you have this kind of nationality or state passion for cycling, and a lot of the motorists are very aware and very careful around cyclists, so it's great to be back.
Well, and RAGBRAI is just passing to our south in Knoxville this year, so we won't be too far away. A lot of people do have bikes on the mind. Let our listeners know about the Challenge Athletes Foundation. You've been raising awareness since this, and you made a pretty big life decision that kind of led you down this path. So let our listeners know about the foundation itself and how you got inspired to help these people out.
Certainly. The foundation is going on 30 years, and just the stats alone, Challenge Athletes Foundation out of San Diego has raised $178 million and funded over 48,000 grant requests from individuals with physical disabilities. And that's in all 50 states, actually in 70 countries. And here's the kicker, across 105 different sports. I didn't even know there was 105 different sports. And so it's great to be part of it. I got associated it through a friend who has a birth defect and a birth challenge and brachial plexus palsy. And so he introduced me to the Challenge Athletes Foundation 3 years ago. And after doing an initial crossing, I got involved with him. And now I'm a full-time volunteer charity cyclist. And I go 8,000 miles a year around the box, which I mentioned earlier. And I come and see the same people, I do the same route. And so what happens is this association or charity provides equipment, coaching, and travel expenses. And so let's say somebody is a veteran, because there's a veterans division. And there are other areas, the VA and Wounded Warriors, that do great jobs on helping veterans with all types of wheelchairs and prosthetics, but not for racing, not for competitive sports. And that's where the Challenge Athletes Foundation comes in. This is where a Kevlar custom-made wheelchair to do a marathon for a wounded veteran from the military. Perfect example. They would apply for a grant with the Challenge Athletes Foundation, get approved, and that's something that the insurance companies would never pay for. And so that's where I got involved with the Challenge Athletes Foundation, in the hopes of being able to give awareness, because I find people that need this, that can qualify for the service, and also to raise awareness and funding. So I'm a full-time volunteer charity cyclist fundraiser. And I retired a few years ago and had someone that I knew personally that was involved with the CAF. And I thought, well, that's a great thing to do, to give back. So I do have some new news since I saw you last. And that is on my last visit here, it was loop 2 of 3. And so this is the third final loop. And at the end last year of the loop number 2 at the charity annual event in San Diego, they asked me on stage in front of everybody, what are you going to do when you're done at the end of loop 3? I said, I don't know. I got a year to think about it. And so I left and started riding to Florida. I got one day into the ride and it hit me. I knew what I was going to do when I finished. I'm not going to finish out of three. I'm going to go 12 times.
Wow.
So I'm going to be back here in Pella 9 more times, which will bring it up to a 12-year commitment writing for the Challenge Athletes Foundation and the Veterans Division Operation Rebound. And doing so, getting to what my goal is $600,000. Right now I'm at $155,000 in just the 2.5 years that I've been doing it. But I figured if my body's holding up, I started at 68, I'm now 70 years old, and I'll be finishing on my 80th birthday. If I can do $155,000 in 2.5 years, if you do the math, in 12 years, I should be able to do $600,000. And so, and finish on my 80th birthday, in which case in 2033, I will then start training for the Senior Olympic swim team.
Well, Paul, I can only hope that I am interviewing you at Robin Robbins' house 10 years from now when you're back in Pella 10 years from now. That's Paul Webb. He's supporting and raising funds across the nation for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. Paul, it was great to catch up with you again. Like I said, we'll see you next year and then 10 years from now, right, when you're back in Pella again.
Excellent. We'll do this again.